Well, greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus this morning. It's good to be with you all on this cold winter day. It's warm inside, warm fellowship, and it's good, just good to be with you all this morning. And I want to thank, I really appreciate what you shared, Brother Paul. Thank you for sharing. Also, that song that you shared, Jesus, Hold My Hand, really touched me. We really need that in our day, don't we? The presence of Jesus with us every day. Remember, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So he's with us. He's with us at all times. Yeah. The service changed a little bit, and my message this morning will be just short, so it won't be very long, because hopefully I won't bore you, because we have to leave. We have a relative of ours passed away. It was just a young man, and so we would like to go to the viewing this afternoon. And that's about 2.5 hours away. So to get there in time, we should leave early. We'd like to do that. So we switched the service around, and Lauren here will have the Sunday school, we will have Sunday school after this. And like I said, this will be kind of short, but hopefully it'll be something that still can minister to each one of your hearts this morning, which the word of God is always able to do that. I'm going to share a story that goes with this. My message, I'm just going to share a story that happened. It's a true story. It happened at our place. I feel that in my time, God has spoken many times to me through the animals and the chickens, the livestock that are on our property, although right now we don't have any. But when this happened, I wrote it down because I just felt God spoke to me. And this story is about sheep and a pony. There was a time that we had some horses. I could tell you stories about them, but this was about, and I thought for a title for the message is Liberty in Christ. Think about what does liberty in Christ mean to you? You know, the Bible speaks about the Christian having liberty, not being in bondage. Jesus has set us free. Amen. If you are free, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. But the Christian has something, you know. It's beautiful. If you're a Christian, you've experienced that. We'll talk a little bit about that. But so there's a liberty in Christ that Jesus gives us. It's really a liberty in your spirit. It's amazing. But I'll go on with the story. At home in our pasture, we have some sheep. Also in the pasture, there's a pony. And at times, he likes to run and kick his heels, run off some of his energy, and that's okay. Then there are times he likes to run and run along. And with that, he will chase the sheep. So he enjoyed doing that at times. Just chase them. Well, they can outrun him, as he's not much bigger than they are. Plus, he was a little bit on the fat side, so he just lagged behind. They just outran him. He enjoyed his freedom in the pasture. But then the real problem began. When the sheep began to lamb. Now, he would go after the lambs, and they could not get away. So, I saw him. He would bite them and paw at them with his foot. Oh, this is going too far. We have to get him out of the pasture immediately. And so I did. I found a chain about 12 foot in length and tied him to a stake. There you go. Enjoy your day, tied to a stake, I thought. So there he was, rain or shine, tied to a stake. Yes, I could move the stake once a day so he could eat some new grass, but he was not free. I'd give him water, bring him water, but he was still tied to a stake. Sometimes he would get his chain tangled up around the stake where he only had a few feet of chain. Life really changed for the pony. He probably remembered the freedom he had in the pasture. One time he was free. He enjoyed the pasture. There was liberty to roam, grass, all that delicious green grass in the pasture. His life, I thought, was similar to the life of the picture in Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, you know, of the pasture, the sheep in the pasture, and the Lord with him. Now, at the end of another day, when I would come home to move him to another spot, he looked quite subdued, head down, twitching his ears and tail to keep the flies from bothering him. He looked pretty sad. Then a scripture came to my mind. In Galatians, which says, don't use your liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but in love serve one another. It's found in Galatians 5, 13, 15. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not your liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if he bite and devour one another, take heed that he also be not consumed one of another. So I'll come back and finish the story about the pony at the end of the, towards the end of the message. What happened to him. But he says here, you have been called into liberty. And I thought, what is that liberty? As I was thinking that, you know, it's freedom. What is it? What's your thought about that? You know, Paul says to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 6, 9, says 9, verse 11 also, he says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. But praise God for a change. The next verse he says, and such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our Lord. You know, free from the guilt and the shame of the past in your life. Do you remember that in your life when Jesus did that for you? Free from the sins that we were in bondage to. Free from the power of the enemy, the devil. Then there's also the other side. There are those that are burdened down by religious duties. You know, maybe we didn't wander into the depths of sin like the passage, like the Corinthians were. Burdened down by religious duty, trying to please God, trying to perform our best, but failing and trying then to appease him. Performing our best, yet living in condemnation of fear and guilt. Believing the lies of the devil puts in our minds. The doubts, the condemnation. But we keep trying. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Then we encounter this Jesus in a real way. And he takes that, again, the same condemnation that the sinner has, because we're sinners, we're just religious sinners. We encounter Jesus and he takes that guilt away. He sets us free, fills our heart with the Holy Spirit. Peace and joy come in its place into the heart and you experience a new freedom. Freedom in Christ. Free from the fear of tomorrow, from the guilt of the past. Corinthians, Paul says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Free to serve God. Free to love God. Now free to talk to him as your Father, which art in heaven. Free with him about all of your life. You come, you bring everything to him, lay it on the table. You're just free with him because now he's your Father. You know him. You don't just know about him, but you know him. That's why Jesus died, so that you and I can be reconciled back to the Father. This is what happened with a lot of the children of Israel. You know, they were bound by their religious duties and everything else. Then they found Christ and they found a liberty. And that's why Paul says to them in Galatians, he says, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. In verse 6, he says, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith that worketh by love. You know, a faith that serves and is motivated by love to God the Father. You know, just like in a marriage, you know, we do things for our spouse, for each other, because we love them, not because I have to, but we love them. That's how your relationship with God should be. A faith that is motivated by love. You know, then I had to think of, I thought of some character in the Bible, and I had to think, who's a character in the Bible that I could just bring an example out of this, you know, of what freedom in Christ is. Then I thought of the story of Samson in Judges chapter 16. He was a free man, walking through the countryside, going where he wanted to. He was strong. The enemy was afraid of him. He destroyed many of them. They were afraid of him because he was a conqueror wherever he went, Samson. There was even a time that he got trapped in a city. The enemy said, "Now we got him. We will kill him in the morning." So they locked the city gates. It says at midnight, Samson arose. The gates were locked. No problem. He just pulls out the gateposts and all and takes it with him. Leaves the city. Puts the gate upon his shoulders, carries them to the top of a hill near Hebron. He was a free man. He was a strong man. And the enemy was afraid of him. The enemies were afraid of him. Paul says in Romans 8:37, he reminds the believers, no matter what they are facing or troubles they're going through, he says, you're more than conquerors because you're free. He has freed you to conquer, not to serve ourselves. And all these things, you're more than conquerors through Jesus that loved us, more than conquerors, because he's our strength. You need to be connected to him. The story of Samson continues as he used his liberty for his own selfish desires. Things kind of changed for him. In chapter 16, verse 4, it says, "And it came to pass that he met a woman named Delilah of the Philistines, and he loved her, and she loved him." So he thought she loved him. But she began to question him, probe him, nag him. Where's the secret of his strength? Where is it, Samson? You tell me that you love me, yet you don't tell me the secret of your strength. You know, Samson told her one thing and it was false, and another thing, the third one. And the fourth, he kind of finally broke in and said it was because his hair was never cut. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. And that is exactly what happened with Samson. While he was asleep on her lap, the Bible says, someone cut off his hair. Then the enemy came, the Philistines, they arrived. Samson thought, well, I'll just shake them off. You know, I'm just like any other times. I'm the conqueror, I'm free. But it says he wist not that the Spirit of the Lord had left him. So the Philistines came, they captured him, cut off out his eyes. They chained him to a stake, kind of like the pony. No, it doesn't say they chained him to a stake, but they chained him somewhere, and they put him in prison. Now his liberty was gone, imprisoned, no freedom, no freedom. That's where the devil wants each one of God's children, so we need to be wise and discerning in the liberty that God gives us. You know, do as it says in Galatians, Paul says, by love serve one another. You know, bless one another. That means visit one another. You know, that speaks about community, doesn't it? There's a quote that says, sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you more than you want to pay. Well, Samson's hair grew back, and he got vengeance on his enemies. So what happened with the pony? Yes, he was, as I came there one day, you know, he looked subdued. The flies were at him. He didn't look happy at all. He had lost his freedom. Then I thought, I'll try something different with the pony. I found a brick and tied it to the end of his chain. You know, I got the 12-foot chain. I got a brick and tied it to the end of his chain and released him back into the pasture. Since the lambs were a few weeks older, and it worked, it's hard to run with a 12-foot chain and a brick tied to your halter. But at least he could move around. Life was much better than being tied to the stake. After a few days, I took the brick off the end of his chain, but he still had the chain tied to his halter. And that was much better for life in the pasture. Then, after a few days more, I took the chain off his halter and released him. And guess what happened? He was free again. He likes to hang around with the sheep. Wherever they go, he goes. But he doesn't chase them anymore. Lesson learned.